from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're excited, I know, for the preseason game. There's leveled expectations with preseason football. I watched a little bit last night of the Patriots and Panthers game, and it was pitiful. It was terrible. I watched for a quarter. That's all I needed. Bryce Young didn't even play. But the Chiefs, at least here in Kansas City, there's more intrigue because at least you know the names of some of the guys a little bit further down the depth chart. What are you looking forward to the most with this? Because I think there's a few players in particular that just have a ton to gain, and I'm not talking about the last guy on the roster to try to just show he should make the spot. I'm talking about even some guys that we know are making the roster, but still, if you want to talk about confidence, you want to talk about increased playing time, could really get some goodwill out of a performance against the Jags. Like a Felix Anidike Uzomah, for example. He's going to probably play a lot in this preseason game, or should. Why not? Should play a lot tomorrow. He's someone that I'll be watching just about more than the obvious. Like Xavier Worthy, yeah, we want to watch, see if he connects for a long touchdown pass with Mahomes or Carson Wentz. I get that. But I'm talking about guys that...
The second best quarterback in the division right now.
Carson Wentz, yeah. I know. I heard you say that. And you're probably right if Herbert's not healthy.
If he's not healthy, practicing right now.
Who's the player that actually can gain by having a good performance out of this game? I think Felix is high on the list.
Yeah, and I think Nico Remigio, when you think about guys that are kind of on that bubble, what are you going to do if you keep him? Justin Ross, again, we're talking about the end of the rope receivers. The Chiefs going to keep 6. They're going to keep 7. Carson Steele, are you going to get to see him? Because Carson Steele, the fullback position, because the Chiefs have struggled on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1, as we know, is Carson Steele going to be that guy? And as Andy Reid said the other day, you know, he's not just a traditional fullback. The guy's got the halfback mentality. He's not one of these fullbacks that had 130 yards rushing in college, and he's the fullback and the blocking back. Carson Steele is built differently. He had over 800 yards rushing for UCLA last year as a halfback. He led the MAC in rushing with over 1,500 yards 2 years ago when he was at Ball State. So he does have that halfback mentality. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Imani Bailey, the undrafted rookie at a TCU, did not have a good combine but had a great year at TCU, see what he is all about. So, that running game, Denarik Prince, you're probably going to get a steady diet of Denarik Prince as well. Travis Kelce, not expecting to see him much at all. If he's in the first series, maybe that's what he does because, I don't think they're going to keep him in a whole quarter. But to keep Jared Wiley, I think he plays a lot in this game. I want to see these rookies, and I'm usually looking forward to the first preseason. By the last preseason, I'm ready to get the season on because that's literally the guys that are going to be cut. Most of this roster's been satisfied, but if you said, what's your number one? Kingsley. Seeing the left tackle. Seeing what he does in live action. So Kingsley, Suomatia would be number one. Xavier Worthy, are they going to go downfield? Because Xavier Worthy, was healthy through camp. Didn't go through OTAs, but they saved him for camp. The guy has literally got a long pass from Mahomes each and every day. I still remember that Mahomes preseason game. Remember that when he first got here with Atlanta, when he threw that bomb, that 80-yard bomb down the field? Is it going to be Hollywood Brown or Xavier Worthy on the one series that I think the Chiefs offense get? Now, if they go four and out, I think they'll come out for two series. But if they go down in a Butker field goal, something like that, I think Mahomes only plays one series, to be honest with you. But I'd go Kingsley, Xavier, see what he can do, and Hollywood Brown, that addition. But really, to me, is Felix. I'm with you on Felix because I want to see how much Tamba has helped him in the offseason. Tamba Lee's been working on, you know, pass rush moves with him and stuff like this. And Felix is a guy that's always gotten better. He got bigger and bigger when he was in high school. When he got to K-State, he was smaller. Then he got bigger and bigger and became the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. It takes him a while, but then he acclimates to it and is very successful. So see what Felix can do. But the running game, to me, see what Denaric Prince has. I don't care what Clyde does. I just want to know if there's another viable Carson Steele. I'm curious about that, and I want to see Jared Wiley at the tight end position play, too, because I don't think we're seeing Mr. Kelce. But it's the rookies I really want to see. Jaden Hicks, I want to see him thump somebody.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Any of the draft picks. Other than that, though, like the running backs, I have no interest in anybody in the backfield, really. Like, there's just not, I mean,
the Isaiah, fullback, Carson Isaiah, Steele interests me, though, because
fine. Isaiah
you're
Pacheco,
keep a fullback.
Isaiah Pacheco is the starting running back. Yeah, we know what Clyde is. We did the whole Denaric Prince thing last preseason. I'm good there.
But he's had a better
That's fine, but we're talking about the third running back. You know what I mean? Like, I so
about.
Far down
that's
the depth
chart. Basically talk about this whole team except for Kingsley.
I hear you. No, I hear you, but like, third running back, you're in big trouble if it gets down to the third running back to begin with. Like, the third, fourth receiver, sure, that's Xavier Worthy. I get why there's intrigue there. Like Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, those guys. Who's going to be Nazi Johnson? Who's going to be the number two corner for this team? That to me is okay when you go further down the depth chart, because one of those guys is still battling for the number two cornerback job. You know, we know Chamari Connor. We played a little nickel last year as well. We'll see ultimately what he's going to be. But that's like so far down the depth chart just doesn't do much for me. Like, I know people want to talk about Justin Ross again. If he makes a team, he's the seventh receiver. Like, I just there's not much there. Can we talk about the guys that are either going to be number two on the depth chart or that are rookies?
Kadarius
that's
Tony
about
probably
it.
Won't play. I would guess he would.
Yeah.
Play. Nico Remigio. I am curious to see what he can do in his production, because I think he makes a team.
If Kadarius doesn't play, though, I feel like he has to play in order to. At least a little bit in order to make it. I mean, if he doesn't play at all the whole preseason and Sky actually plays well, you know, I think that, I know it's down the depth chart, but it's a meaningless position, I guess, or a meaningless aspect of the position, but it's something that I guess we can keep an eye on regarding Sky or Kadarius if they play.
If Kadarius and Sky were cut, which one of those guys do you think ends up on an NFL roster first? And I asked this question last night.
Tony.
Honestly,
Tony.
I think it's Sky Moore because he plays. Because he's been here. He got that touchdown in the Super Bowl. He's been here with Mahomes. He actually plays. Kadarius Toney doesn't get on the field. I think that'd be the biggest concern when you're thinking with another team. I wouldn't put it past that he would end up on a team before Kadarius Toney.
You got to be available, to your point. That's what you're saying, right?
Availability.
You know, best productivity or whatever is availability, whatever the saying is. When you look at their track record, I still think teams, the same reason why the Chiefs traded for Toney a couple years ago, people can't quit the athleticism, and like that's just something like we can roll our eyes at it, but like, it's too tempting for everybody, right? That's I think part of the problem for why he has frankly continued to get opportunities as well. I will say about missing games last year, though, there was a certain point where he wasn't missing games because he was hurt. He wasn't missing games because he was hurt. Remember, they tried to protect him a little bit before the Instagram video thing.
Yeah, and I didn't. And then when he had those comments, you know, about not really being hurt and all that, that was kind of anti-organization there. So I'm shocked that. But yes, obviously, he's potential. But when we're talking about, well, they did it. They moved in the running back, a little bit for the jet sweeps and stuff like this. But the minute they announced that, Alex, I was concerned. I was like, he's going to take some hits at running back. It's different than being hit by a corner. You're getting hit by a linebacker now, and he can't stay healthy at receiver. What are you going to do at running back? Like, that really worried me. Like, his durability is going to really suffer playing any kind of running back position with the Chiefs. But I know they like him. But again, you got to be able to get on the field. And a couple, two press conferences going, Andy Reid talking about it, and he was talking about the day that Kadarius got hurt and how they put the installs in and how it's important to practice. Then you have the ankle, and then it became the back. And, you know, to be honest with you, a Sky Moore, it's not great, but he's on the field. And that's the biggest difference.
But is there moments, though? I mean, how many moments can you even remember where you're like, oh, yeah, like what you're right, he's available, but what's he done? Like, he's had the one return in the playoff game, right? Huge return in the playoff game.
He came in with great hands. He's not displayed
that. There were games last year where he would have 30 to 40 snaps and had zero catches and zero targets. Like, he's just running around.
I'm with you, but he's on the field. I'm just saying, he doesn't matter. Like, Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore, they don't matter. Nico Remigio, if he makes it, he'll be a returner from time to time and spot some wide receiver. These guys aren't going to matter, and they're barely going to play. So, again, we're talking about the end of the roster. Who are they going to keep? Because to me, it's between Justin Ross, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney. Because 1 through 5, you've got Worthy, you got Hollywood Brown. Justin Watson, I think, is a guaranteed to be on this team. Mecole Hardman, I think, is a guaranteed to be on this team as well. But then all of a sudden, it's Andy Reid. He's kept 6 receivers before. Last year, it was 7. That's the most he's ever kept. And if he's going to go 4 tight ends, he's going to keep Carson Steele, the fullback. What's the math? But who's going to end up at the end? And keep in mind, whoever ends up as a 6th and 7th wide receiver, there's a chance they're not even active on game day, because you only activate 48 players from your 53-man roster on game days. So I don't think it really matters. I'm just saying I will take the guy that plays.
No, fair enough. I also think, though, we can't say they're going to keep 7 receivers and then be like, well, they're also keeping 4 tight ends and they're keeping this Carson Steele kid. Like, something's got to give here. That's not all
possible. You can't do it all.
That's not all possible. So if they're actually keeping a fullback, and I don't want to get too bogged down into it either, because fullback, okay, how many snaps is that guy getting? You know what I mean? So this goes back to my whole thing last summer with Justin Ross as well. Like, flashes in the red zone, it's exciting, but even if he makes the team, how many opportunities is he getting? Even if Carson Steele makes the team, how many opportunities is he getting? Like, that's where I, like, sometimes that those conversations
special
drive me crazy.
Teams, they'll all be on those. But
that's fine.
3rd and 1, 4th and 1, is he going to be in packages? Because here's the thing with Carson Steele. This isn't, you know, Burton running the football. This guy can actually run the ball. I mean, the guy is a halfback.
You know what I'm saying? Is he getting 10 carries all year?
Well, all I'm saying is, like, on 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, I just want someone that can pick up the 1 yard. I mean, that's the important thing. Keep these drives going and not be punting the football. Matt Rising, you don't want to see him, you know, come out there and punt the ball right away. Pick up. How many drives stalled when the Chiefs had a 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1? If Carson Steele can get the job done, and again,
this was your guy coming out of the draft, too. That's what this is, I think.
This was
your guy. I know, but this was your guy going into the draft.
Last year from Dallas. But no, I like him. He led the Mac in rushing. Of course, I have a soft spot for the Mac.
Text line, special teams matter. Sure, yes, but for the casual fan, they don't really know who the hell 52-8 man is on the roster, and nobody wants to hear that. That's all I'm saying.
I think the corners, Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson eventually. Jalen Watson's been eased back in. He had that yellow jersey on, the non-contact, and now it's off. Now he's playing. I think eventually, maybe by the time you get to the first game, because you got all this month of August to go, that he's in there. I think by at least game 1 or 2, it's going to be Jalen Watson. But I think Joshua Williams will be the starter, and I always felt that way going into it.
He wants that spot, too. I mean,
it's going to be Joshua and Trey McDuffie, and I think Shamari's going to be playing in the slot. But Trey McDuffie, I mean, he wants to be inside as well, because that's where he cut his teeth last year, was playing on the inside. And I know they want him on the outside some, but Trey McDuffie's probably going to be playing a ton inside.
Yeah, they might move him all the way around.
It seems like what's and Shamari Connor is so damn versatile. I always thought that he was kind of, during the draft night, he was your Legarius Sneed replacement, because he can blitz, he could do a lot of things, he can go straight back to safety, he could play nickel, he can do a lot. He's probably their most versatile defensive back. Nazi Johnson's that way a little bit too, because he played safety and plays corner. He's almost exclusive corner with the Chiefs now. But they're loaded back there, and again, I think we're gonna see a lot of Jaden Hicks. And I think people are going to see what he's known for, which is hitting the hell out of people.
Who's the player, though, like, leaving Saturday night in Jacksonville, that all of a sudden the expectations go way up? And
he's maybe, making the team.
Yeah, like, who's that? Or making the team, or just, like, if Xavier Worthy and Mahomes or Carson Wentz connect on a 60-plus yard pass, before this game, I tell you over under 750.5 yards, you might say under. He's the player that all of a sudden we go and see that, and now everybody's talking about him nationally and stuff, being a 900-yard guy. Like, some of the overreaction after one game, who's more likely to have that?
Overreaction. Could it be like a Justin Ross or something? Because I do. I think that he gets a lot of playing time in the second half.
Well, Remigio's going to play a lot, too.
And Nico. Remember last year was all these backup wide receivers the Chiefs had that got that attention?
Smith Marsette and all
Smith Marsette, yeah.
The overreaction is going to be when...
I think it's going to be Justin Ross, and I think it's going to be Nico.
It's going to be when Luis Riz-Ahmed busts out
forgot about that. Yeah.
He's going to bust out a 45-yard run in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left.
No, he's not.
And when he's playing against like fourth stringers, he's got 4.2, 4.3 speed. If he's that quick, he has one hole. It's not that he made the hole. The hole's there. He's fast. He's going to run through it. He's going to go 45 yards. Everybody's going to freak out and they're going to love it.
He's getting spanked in camp, man.
You can tell he hasn't played football before. He struggles in pass protection.
Now, again, four stringers, maybe so. You know, see what Jacksonville has.
That's what I'm saying. If he gets the ball, as long as he's not pass protecting or whatever, get the ball in the
sand. As he's not bad. Poor Carson Wentz and Olatika.
No, I'm Bink. I'm just telling you.
Ian Book.
That'll be the overreaction.
That's going to be weird seeing Ian Book play for the Chiefs. You will see some Ian Book.
Well, Mahomes is going to play one drive probably. So
unless it's four and out, then I can see him coming out for the second series. If it's four and out, because
you don't think they're punting? You said four and out. You think they're going for fourth down?
Why not? Well, it's free season.
Anytime a special teams coach has a chance to punt the ball, they're going to punt the ball because they want the Gunners to have
maybe
an opportunity.
Maybe Matt Rice will be the guy everybody's talking about with those punts.
Man, if we're here, if he bombs
75 yards.
I can promise you this, Bink. I know you're not doing the show with me on Monday. Cody's back. On Monday, there's no way the lead of the show is centered around Matt Araiza and the punting game.
Someone said LRZ does not have 4.2, 4.3. He said he ran a 4.3.
He did.
He ran a 4.3.
He did, but he had that. Yeah, but he's also got all that run before he put pads on.
And Xavier Worthy ran a 4.2.
How much does Buffalo help the Chiefs? Because Matt Araiza was with the Bills and they let him go. The Mahomes thing. I mean, the Bills and Xavier Worthy. I mean, the Bills are...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Really built this team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.